Perfecting Fiona by Marion Chesney. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Chapter 1. A young unmarried man with a good name and fortune has an awkward part to play, for good society is but a game, the royal game of goose, as I might say, where everybody has some separate aim, an end to answer or a plan to lay, the single ladies wishing to be double, the married ones to save the virgin's trouble. Lord Byron. To practice economy was to be out of fashion, and so those two professional chaperones, Effie and Amy Tribble, were soon hard-pressed. Both were maiden ladies of a certain age, fallen on hard times. They had, on receiving their last piece of bad news, a dying relative had cut them out of her will, decided to go into business. They were well connected and had a fairly fashionable London address, and so they advertised themselves as chaperones, not to any ordinary misses, but to the difficult ones, the spoilt ones, the seemingly unmarriageable ones. They had already had one great success, but strangely enough offers for their services had not come flooding in. The fact was that society members felt that to engage the services of the Tribble sisters was to advertise to the world that one's offspring was, to say the least of it, difficult. Their first job had paid generously, and the Tribbles had enjoyed their first taste of luxury in a long time, but the inflationary prices of the Regency soon began to make enormous inroads in their capital. And so, on one cold winter's day when London lay under a blanket of suffocating fog, Effie awoke to the sound of whoops of delight from her sister Amy. An offer had arrived in the morning's post. Don't be